I had incredible childhood because I was raised in a relatively modest part of the world, so I could see and feel the richness and the power of nature. I was raised in the city of Vladikavkaz, which is the capital of northern Ossetia, south of Caucasus. I was surrounded by, well, of course, family, my father, my mother, who were not professional musicians, but they respected the choice when the choice was made, and they supported very, very much the musical education of their three children. I had two sisters, and my elder sister is quite a famous musician herself. Then I was very lucky with the teachers. My very first piano teacher, then my first conducting teacher, was a huge inspiration for me and huge influence, because he was the man who introduced me to the world of Beethoven symphonies, or Brahms symphonies, or Tchaikovsky symphonies, even chamber music. We played a lot of chamber music, and he helped us. I was a pianist myself, so I played enormous quantity of chamber music, being 15, 16, 17, 18, you know, four hands, two pianos, or with quintet. Or then I started to conduct small student orchestra. Again, it was his influence, enormously helpful. And when I was 19, finally, I went to Leningrad, then it was called now St. Petersburg. And again, I was lucky to meet Professor Musin, who has so many famous conductors, his students. I can't even start. But I was lucky, and the class itself was inspiration, because there were 10, 12, 15 young conductors, and they had very different qualities, but all together, that was quite a group of conductors. So we were maybe learning from each other. We were very observant and very hardworking. And I remember being at 6 a.m. already in conservatory and just working, because that was the best time to occupy the class with the instrument. Because at 9 o'clock, there was the official program starting, so maybe quarter to 9, you had to go back to where you live or stay in the conservatory. But from 6, you could focus. It was in St. Petersburg in the middle of the night, because it's so dark. Sometimes it's dark until 10 o'clock. But I was able to wake up at 5 or 5.15 and be at 6 o'clock in the conservatory, which was maybe 30 minutes to go. But this is how I learned myself how to work. And maybe now young musicians do not need to do all this, but they have to learn how to focus, how to concentrate. And this competition, talking about Czechoslovakian competition, is for some of them a first step. For some of them, maybe it's a last step of their youth.